Queer Eye star Jonathan Van Ness to stump for Elizabeth Warren in Iowa. By Hannah Blow on January 2, 2020. Jonathan Van Ness, the breakout star of the Netflix show Queer Eye, is expected to stump for Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, in Iowa, he confirmed in an email to supporters on Thursday. "I don't know about you, but I'm ready to do everything I can to help her win," Van Ness wrote in the email, according to The Hill. "That's why I'm joining Elizabeth to campaign for big, structural change in Iowa this month." Van Ness formally endorsed Warren last year, telling his fans that he knew she was his candidate after he misplaced my HIV medication. "The moment I knew I was endorsing Eddie Warren was last month when I misplaced my HIV meds," Van Ness wrote in a September tweet. "It cost $3,500 to replace them out of pocket with amazing platinum, sick, level insurance. Healthcare shouldn't be for profit ever, it's a human right." Warren was so delighted by Van Ness's endorsement that she shared a video of their awkward conversation on social media. "I wanted to give you a call just to say thank you. I'm glad we're going to be in this fight together side by side. I love the endorsement and for all the right reasons," Warren said. "Thank you so much. Well, you know I have to tell you," Van Ness began, explaining the moment he decided to endorse Warren. "It was at the last debates and I was like, this health insurance industry is a fucking racket," he said. The video showed Warren nodding along and pounding her chest. "It felt right," she said, adding, "That's why we've got to do it. Because it is right. Healthcare is a basic human right, and we fight for basic human rights. Not just for some of us. For all of us. I'm so excited to be shoulder to shoulder with you two. I can't believe you called," a visibly enthused Van Ness exclaimed. "Let me know how I can be of service. I really want to help." "Yep. We're going to do it together," Warren said to an awkward pause. "Go save America," Van Ness said, telling Warren that they must also get rid of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, because he's the worst. "We got to take the Senate. We're going to take Congress back," he said before correcting himself. "Well, we already have Congress, and then we got to get you in the White House, and we're just going to sort everything out." Warren also sat down for an interview with Van Ness in December, touting it as the most amazing podcast. Last August, Van Ness came under fire for saying not all Republicans are racist.